This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Both U.S. corn and soybean growers are expected to harvest record-high crops this year, according to the crop production report issued by the Department of Ag's National Ag Statistics Service. The report, released Friday, shows U.S. corn production is forecasted at 15.2 billion bushels, while soybean growers are expected to harvest 4.06 billion bushels in 2016. And, of course, a large amount of those bushels belong to Illinois farmers. For corn, the planted area is estimated at 11.7 million acres, and that's unchanged from 2015. Harvested area is forecast at 11.5 million acres, and that's also unchanged from last year. Based on August 1st conditions, the Illinois corn yield is forecast at 200 bushels per acre, and that's up 25 bushels from 2015. Production is forecast at 2.3 billion bushels, and that's up 14% from last year. If realized, this would tie the 2014 record corn yield and be the second highest production on record behind 2014. As for soybeans, the planted area is estimated at 9.9 million acres, and that's up 1% from last year. Harvested area is forecast at 9.84 million acres. That's also up 1%. Based on August 1st conditions for the beans, the Illinois bean yield is forecast at 57 bushels per acre, a 1 bushel increase from 2015. If this was realized, this would be the highest yield on record for the state. Production is forecast at a record-setting 561 million bushels, and that's a 3% increase from last year's number. And finally, we'll move into the winter wheat. The harvested area in 2016 is forecast at 520,000 acres, and that's the same as last year. The winter wheat yield is forecast at a record high of 75 bushels per acre, and that's up 10 bushels from 2015. Production is forecast at 39 million bushels, and that's up 15% from last year. In other news, the national GMO labeling bill that was approved in July is a good first step, according to U.S. Congressman Rodney Davis. But Davis also says we still have work to do in the future.
This was a, you know, this is a good first step that we were able to pass in Washington in a bipartisan way, you know, to actually try and address the Vermont law that was going into effect in July. And it's a good bipartisan effort, but it should have been stronger, and it could have been stronger if we didn't have one senator, Senator Debbie Stabenow out of Michigan, holding it up, running out the clock, basically, to get a much weaker bill than what I helped craft in the House side and that we passed in a huge bipartisan way. And I'm afraid that this bill will not solve all the problems, and I'm sure we're going to have to come back and address a few of those in the future.
Congressman Davis says the good news is that the USDA is working on a program that defines what a GMO label means. But the problem that still exists is that states are still allowed to enforce their own penalties for labels.
The good news is we've got the USDA is going to help set up a certification program for what a GMO label means. And I got a lot of faith in the folks at the USDA, much more so than places like the EPA. Tom Vilsack, for being a Democrat appointee, is showing a willingness to work with us. But my fear is that the bill that ended up being passed, because Debbie Stabenow and the Democrats, like Dick Durbin in the Senate, ran out the clock, it still allows for enforcement mechanisms to be passed by individual states. That's wrong. You can't have different penalties for a label in 50 different states. And it also didn't have an enactment date for the preemption. And what does that mean? It means that we could still have chaos. And chaos is the word that Secretary Vilsack used when I questioned him about the Vermont GMO law going into effect. And make no bones about this. This Vermont law was passed only to benefit Vermont products. Now, Katie, remember, we manufacture ice cream in Macoupin County at Prairie Farms. If we want to send Prairie Farms ice cream to Vermont, under that law, they would have had a label. But Ben & Jerry's, who is manufactured in Vermont, would not have to label. It's hypocritical in that bill that we had to actually passed the national solution for was nothing more than a Vermont economic development scheme.
Taking a look now at some local events that are happening, the Montgomery County Extension will be conducting a yield survey of the area corn crop on Wednesday, August 24th, and that starts at 8 a.m. at the U of I Extension office in Hillsboro. Volunteers will break into groups and survey crops across the county to estimate yields, and they'll meet back at the Extension office by noon to share the results and enjoy lunch. Extension will sample fields in each of the 19 townships in Montgomery County, and they'll publish the results after they're compiled. Anyone interested in participating or sponsoring the event is asked to contact the U of I Extension office in Hillsboro at 217-532-3941. And again, that Montgomery County Yield Survey is taking place on Wednesday, August 24th, starting at 8 a.m., at the U of I Extension office in Hillsboro. Another event coming up this month on Tuesday, August 23rd, the Illinois Wheat Forum is taking place at the Knights of Columbus Hall in Highland. Registration is on site for the forum, and that starts at 8 a.m. and runs until 9, with the program beginning at 9 o'clock. There will be several speakers, and a lunch will be included. And again, that's taking place on Tuesday, August 23rd, Knights of Columbus Hall in Highland, the Illinois Wheat Forum. And that's all we have this morning for your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Wilson.